Well, we're very excited here at 88.5 KCSN. Today we have Noah and the Whale in session, doing a live session with us on the air. And Charlie Fink of Noah and the Whale is speaking with us now. Welcome, Charlie, to KCSN.
Thank you. Pleasure.
You know, it's. I think I want to start by asking, you recorded a lot of, if not all of the record here in Los Angeles, correct?
That's right, yeah, down in Santa Monica.
And did the environment here in Los Angeles have any impact on the mood and or sound of the record?
I suppose so. I mean, you're always, to some extent, inspired by your environment, you know, and I think L.A. The thing is, that what's amazing about L.A. is that obviously that it's so many different places in one city, you know, but I think the sort of vibe down where we were recording, which is just by Venice Beach, actually, yeah, lends itself to, I guess, like an upbeat record, probably.
Yeah, well, and, you know, and a bit of a wild one, because Venice Beach is known for some characters.
Yeah.
And characters, well, look at this nice segue. You've spoke about, in the difference in this record and your last record, you started to write more from characters' perspectives and less from a first-person view. Talk to us about how that process happened and how it it influenced the record and infiltrated the record.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, I think as a band, we've always tried to not repeat ourselves, you know, and I think we made three quite different records as a consequence of that. And I think the one thing that I'd never really tackled one of the many things that I hadn't tackled going into this record was sort of third-person narrative and character songs. And it's something that has always been something I've hugely respected in songwriting. You know, people like Tom Waits and Lou Reed, the way they write about characters. And so I thought, you know, I'd turn my hand to it, see how it goes. Song for anyone with a broken heart. This is a song for anyone who can't get out of bed. Oh, do anything to be happy. Oh, 'cause blue skies are coming, but I know that it's hard. Song that I write while still in love with you. This is the last song that I write while you're even on my mind. Cause it's time to leave those feelings behind. Oh, 'cause blue skies are coming, but I know that it's hard. Well, I don't think that it's the end, but I know we can keep going. I don't think that it's the end, but I know we can keep going. Oh, 'cause blue. Blue skies are coming.
Blue skies are coming.
Well, blue skies are coming.
Blue skies are coming.
Well, blue skies are coming. Did I know that it's hard?
Attitude of the band in its work, you know, you've said that it's continued to expand sonically, and certainly as you just alluded through ideas. Do you have a sense from this tour? I imagine once you start to put these songs into motion, they take on a life of their own on tour and in the live setting. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah, I mean, what's quite interesting, I think we've been a band for 5 years. But I think this year we've had the same lineup for 9 months, which I think is a record in our history, you know. And that's had a profound influence, you know, the fact that we're playing with the same people every night and the same arrangements. And as a consequence, the band's basically got a lot better, you know, a lot tighter. And I think we're at the point now where it feels it would make sense to do a record in the studio where it was just us playing, you know, because we're so tight as a group that I think it's the obvious way to go. And I think it's interesting as well, because this was a record that partly in response to sort of the band members changing ended up being a more a record that was more built in the studio, you know, because we didn't really have a full-time drummer making the record. And so it's exciting going into a record with a full band to make it with, you know.
And you all have a sense now of some of the own original ideas from the different musicians, things you've come to expect. Whereas before, as you admit, when you start to bring together musicians, either for short periods of time or even on the fly, you know, you have to anticipate, is this going to work? Do they understand what we're, you know, trying to get at? Now you have a pretty strong commitment from all members that it's going to be a singular vision of sorts.
That's right. And also, I mean, I very strongly believe that real connections take time, you know, particularly in music. You can only build up a sort of a true connection on a performance level by doing it over and over again, you know.
There's a boy with his head pressed up to the window, bus headed out of town. His breath on the glass, he draws with his finger, map of the roads they go down. Circles of streetlights, the only signal. There's people out there in the black. And he waves goodbye, the town he grew up in. Knows that he'll never come back. Oh, but the night outside is five below, his heart is pumping blood. On his lips a perfect smile, his eyes begin to flood. Cause tonight's the kind of night everything could change. Tonight's the kind of night everything could change. The rumble strip clack, the rattling frame, beat out a pulse on his head. The engine hums a humble tune, a melody of rubber and lead. Like a lamplight glow, paradise stars, an infinity of dancing white light. He sees that his death is to experience only, not to those who planted his life. But the night outside is five below, the moon is in the sky, his heart is full of fur. perfect joy. He whispers his goodbye, cause tonight's the kind of night that everything could change. Tonight's the kind of night that everything could change. And tonight he's not gonna come back home. Oh, tonight he's not gonna come back home. Oh, tonight he's not gonna come back home. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, well, tonight's the kind of night that everything could change. Everything could change. Tonight's the kind of night that everything could change. Tonight's the kind of night that everything could change.
I want to thank you guys for coming out and putting on a great performance today. You really went the extra mile in wanting to get things right for our audience. And we certainly want to encourage everyone out there in our listening area tonight, House of Blues in Anaheim. This is a band, as you can hear in just the discussion, of great grace and intellect, and certainly a record, Last Night on Earth, that I hope is in your collection. And I'll keep you informed, Charlie, as we're having our top album listener poll of the year. Mm-hmm. I'll get a hold of you and let you know where you fared in terms of the top albums of the year. I have a feeling it's going to be right up there. And if you play great tonight at House of Blues, just remember, you could be tallying a few more votes. So it gives you a little incentive to do your best at the Anaheim House of Blues this evening.
Yeah, no pressure.
Well, thanks again for coming. Charlie, it's Noah and the Whale, and it's live right here on 88.5 KCSN.